Welcome to another episode of Hallmarked. I'm Kristen.
I'm Aya.
And it has been a while.
Happy 2024.
We said Happy New Year and then we
were like, bye. Yes, but yeah, sorry. I honestly, it's my fault because I was moving and it was just, I don't know, I probably was being dramatic. Like half the characters we see in these movies, and just be like, I don't have time. So yeah, I delayed things.
I mean, it worked for me.
Yeah.
The body is tired.
Yeah. Like sometimes you just need a break, but we're back.
And we have great movies that we want to review.
Do you know,
great is a big word.
Yeah, that's not the right one. I got a TV and it's got like its own like TV channels on it, and there was a channel like full of Christmas movies. I don't know if they're like Hallmark or what, or like how accessible they are to other people, but I'll look into it because they looked terrible. I don't want to say they look terrible, but they did. So that was a side note.
There's only one way to find out, and now we all know that Aya now has a television. No, it's really exciting. You own a home.
I do.
And so you needed the time.
Yes.
And now we're back.
Not in my home. We're at my parents' home recording this, if you're visually tuning in.
But we needed some comfort, because do we remember how to do this? I don't know.
What are we watching today? What are we reviewing, sorry?
We watched A Vineyard Romance, which you can find on Amazon Prime here in Australia. Mm-hmm. Look, we've got a very vineyard-themed month, I feel.
Yes. We're all about the vineyards, that's for sure.
That is the flavour of the year, maybe. Mm. Not so much Christmas. Some of them are Christmas movies, but still set in a vineyard.
Yeah.
But this particular one, what's it about?
Okay, so IMDb's thingy, what's it called?
Synopsis.
Oh, geez.
It's been a long time, guys.
When Seattle magazine writer Samantha Hart is sent home to write an article about the wedding destination of Hawthorne Vineyards, she discovers the ex who broke her heart not only runs the vineyard, but he's about to get married there. So yeah, what's her name? Oh, Samantha.
Yeah.
And what's the boyfriend's name?
Liam. Liam Hawthorne. And they say Liam Hawthorne a lot because he's famous.
Yeah, so he's like, isn't he like a famous like baseball player who gets injured? Mm-hmm. So yeah, she has to go and write a story about this big wedding, and she has no idea that it's going to be him. So she goes home, goes to the vineyard, and he's like, I run it now. And the girl that he's marrying is the most annoying influencer ever. What's her name?
Did I write her down?
I don't know.
Heather.
Yeah. Her character was terrible. Spoiler alert. And so she's consumed with her own life and wedding stuff. So then to write the article, Samantha hangs out with Liam, to kind of get stuff, info for the story. And then obviously they have a bit of a connection and I don't know, like clearly the couple don't stay together and Liam and Samantha end up together.
Because this, although not a Hallmark movie, it is a real one entertainment movie, still follows the same tropes.
Yeah.
But look, it's not the worst one we've ever seen.
It's definitely not the worst.
It's fairly decent.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Sorry, I need to always stop looking at your notes because I always like to reflect. I look at your notes and then I look at mine. I'm like, oh yeah, I wrote that too. Because it's been a while since we've watched these.
It has been a while. I had to watch A Vineyard Romance twice because the first time I watched it, I forgot to take notes.
Oh yeah.
And then the second time I watched it, I took notes and was like, why am I watching this again?
Yeah.
But that's not the movie's fault. That's my fault.
Okay, so your first note. The opening scene, I wrote, it's live, laugh, love.
Yeah.
It's a live, laugh, love vibes. Like, it is... This movie was in 2021.
Yeah, it's very recent.
And it's screaming, like, 2014.
Yeah, or earlier.
The outfits, just the aesthetic of her home. Yeah. It was not nice.
No, it's very... I'm like, my first note was her jewelry doesn't match her aesthetic. And I don't even remember what... Oh, it was like big chunky, like...
It was
lots of bracelets yes. and just... But she's dressed quite casually.
But it's the way that she's holding up outfits, like as if she's that in the opening scene of Devil Wears Prada, yeah. where they're literally fashion people.
Yeah. But no, she works for a wedding magazine. Mm. My first thing is that there's no coffee in the coffee pot. She pours out coffee into a cup and nothing comes out.
But she also cooked a whole bagel and takes half of the bagel but puts nothing on it.
Guys, if you're going to have a breakfast scene, it doesn't take that much to make it slightly more realistic.
You're not going to have a huge budget. No, just
there's
do
coffee
it.
On set. I'm sure you could have just gone to the, like... what's it called, the food facility tent, and yeah. just being like, hey, can you fill this coffee pot with filtered coffee? Or just, yes. like, old tea. I don't, like, anything would have been better than nothing.
Yeah. She also wakes up with a full face of makeup.
Yeah, that would be nice.
I hate that. I hate that.
That would be so nice.
Just at least make it... Of course, someone's going to have makeup on when they're in a movie, when they're not meant to look like they have makeup on. Just make it like the no makeup look.
Yeah, your basics.
Yeah,
but yeah, for the longest I have my next note is like writer because for the longest period of time we have no idea what she does at the magazine.
Yeah,
until she's like halfway through a meeting with her boss, and her boss is like, "I need you to write this story," and I'm like, "But is she a writer? Like, this seems like a big deal." They'd say, she's like, don't stuff this up. This could be a cover story. So I'm like, is she a writer?
Or she's been writing like little bits.
Or has she been like, is she an editor and they're giving her an opportunity to write?
Oh, kind of like the Christmas prints.
Yeah. Mm. And then she's writing for a magazine in the hopes to be a romance novelist. Is that generally the way that trajectory works?
She's writing isn't she writing a romance novel on the side?
Yes. And, but this is her ticket. Like, being a writer for a wedding magazine seems to be her ticket into writing romance novels. And I don't know if...
I guess the connection is that weddings equals romance, which equals romance novels. I don't know.
Yeah. Sure. Is that, like, I don't know. I've never tried to write a book before.
Wouldn't you just, like write...
Yeah, just write the romance novel and then try and get it published.
No one's going to care, like, in your bio on the back of your book, oh, good, she wrote for a wedding magazine. I know she knows how to write romance novels.
Yeah. So before it was Hawthorne Vineyards, it was Everlasting Vineyards because they're in Everlasting, Oregon.
Is that a real... I tried to look if that's a real place. I couldn't tell if it was a real place.
I actually didn't. That's something I didn't Google as I was watching.
I don't think it is because I thought no one in their right mind's gonna actually live in a place called Everlasting.
Everlasting Events Company in Oregon?
I would believe that there are place like venues using that. You know.
No. The only thing that comes up when I put Everlasting Oregon is the movie.
Yeah, so it was made up. And rightly so. It shouldn't be a real place.
No, but she also doesn't call ahead to the vineyard to be like, hey, we're doing the story for a wedding that's happening at your vineyard. Is that okay? Just turns up.
I thought the boss had organized that. No?
The boss was like, you're going to cover this wedding.
Yeah.
And in Everlasting. And she was like, "That, but that's my hometown. I don't want to go back there."
Yeah.
And she's like, you're going to do it anyway. So the boss, like, yes, whoever makes the call has not made the call properly because Everlasting Vineyards doesn't exist anymore when she gets there.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You know, so it's just like little things like that that I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Sure. the line, if you can make a cover story out of this, you can do anything, is just like, if you can make a cover story out of an influencer wedding for a wedding magazine, you can. If you can do your job, you can
but
do anything.
But it's like the easiest version of the job.
Yeah.
A high-profile baseball player and influencer on the front cover of a wedding magazine, which a lot of people would buy. It's not like you're doing, like, this unknown rando.
Yeah. So it's just... These are the moments. Although... When she did get to her hometown, she's wearing an outfit you would actually travel in. This is the first time ever, I think, that we have seen a leading lady travel in sneakers.
But why was she reading a book? Like, she... She, yes to the travel. I was more preoccupied with the fact that she hopped out of the Uber or taxi at her parents' place, because obviously it's her hometown.
Yeah.
And she's walking up the path reading a book.
This is true. She also had company in the car. So sorry to whoever was traveling with her.
Did she?
Yeah, a friend went with her. Not a friend, her assistant, her... Somebody went with her. She wasn't there alone. Or is that the other movie?
No, that's the other movie.
Oh my goodness,
that's the other movie.
We've watched two Vineyard movies in 1 week.
Yeah, they get confusing. And they're very kind of similar. So similar. Actually, they're very similar now that I think about it. No, this one, she goes alone. Her best friend lives in the town.
Okay.
Yeah. No, she's by herself reading a book, walking up the pathway
and her dad's taken her suitcases.
No, that's the other movie!
Oh my god, they're blended into
this one, she rocks up, but you know what? I've got to talk about that in the next one. No. I'll say it now and I'll say it in the next one. They use the same house in both movies. Oh my gosh.
That's maybe why I'm getting confused, because I'm like, I can see the path, I can see the door.
This will make more sense once we release the next episode.
So sorry, team.
Oh my gosh.
It's been a while.
Yeah. This also goes to show, don't watch two Vineyard movies
in 1 week.
Yeah, absolutely not.
She gets home. She's wearing very comfortable travel attire. She's reading a book up the path.
Yeah.
Her parents try to tell her, or is this the other movie?
I don't know. No.
Her friend tries to tell her. Yeah.
Mm.
Her friend tries to tell her. Her friend owns a florist.
Yes, you've got that right.
And everyone's kind of skirting around this thing of like, oh, have you called ahead? Do you know what you're walking in? Maybe you're not about to discover what you think you're discovering.
Yeah. Mm.
And she isn't really listening. She's like, it'll be fine. I'm not going to run into Liam, my ex-boyfriend. It will be okay. And everyone's like, but... And she's like, no. It'll be okay.
But, okay, so many questions. Why didn't anyone tell her they were engaged anyway, regardless of writing the story?
Yeah, she wasn't given names.
She wasn't given names.
No.
Her friends and family didn't tell her, oh, by the way, your ex, just so you know.
Well, I think that's what they were trying... I think that's what her parents were trying to tell her on the veranda.
Why didn't they tell her in a text? Or, like...
Maybe that's not something you want to text.
Or, like, a phone call. Be like, oh, by the way, why is she not... on social media, if she knew who the influencer was, like, wouldn't she have known?
Plot holes. Plot holes everywhere.
Plot holes don't make sense.
They had to establish that she walks and reads all the time. That was the book on the path. That was the thing. But prior to that moment, we hadn't really seen her walking and reading. So she's walked up the path reading a book. She walks into the florist reading papers, stacks of papers. Yeah. I don't really remember what they were.
Oh, I think it's her romance novel.
Oh, her romance novel, yes. That's not on a laptop. It's printed, it's printed out
with notes. Yeah.
She's walking and reading. Liam Hawthorne and Sam run into each other and papers go everywhere.
Yes.
And it's just really awkward because obviously they have a past. We haven't been told they have a past yet because she hasn't let anybody get to that point in their storytelling to be like, hey, Liam's here.
Yeah.
So it's this thing of insulty banter with a hint of like, I still love you.
It's just awkward. I called it a meet meh.
A meet meh is great.
Because it was like, it wasn't a meet cute. It was just like, I didn't like it. I don't know why.
No, it had a funny tone to it.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't full hate, you know, like it wasn't a meet ugly, and it wasn't like, oh, I haven't seen you in so many years and I actually am really enjoying this moment together. It was just this weird in between, and then the like separation was,
and what if she had she had a flower or something in her hair, which I was like, that's not how that happened. No. You didn't bump into each other and that petal landed in your hair like that. Absolutely not.
So it was just a bit, I guess it kind of set, what it did do well is that it set up the awkwardness between them
for
the
true.
Rest of the movie.
Yeah.
Because it is quite awkward until it isn't, like this, anyway, we'll get to that. I just said not letting anyone finish their sentence when they're trying to tell her about Liam, only to discover He's the groom.
Yeah.
Because everyone has legitimately tried. His brother has tried to tell her. Her friend has tried to tell her. Her parents have tried to tell her. You've seen the next one. If she had just let people talk.
Oh, totally.
Then we wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
And there would be no movie. So yeah. I'm glad that she didn't let people talk.
Sorry, I'm laughing because I just love this podcast so much because we're so petty with our notes. We pick up on, like, people must think we're insane being like, why would you do that? Like, why would you stand to the left when you can stand to the right? Like, it's so, I'm just reading our notes. It's so nitpicky. Because your next one, yeah.
So, we get to the vineyard.
Yes.
She has very nice story. It's a beautiful vineyard.
Lovely. Would love to go there.
I can see why people want to get married here.
Totally.
It's delightful. Mm. We meet Heather, who is the fiance, and her assistant, the influencer. Chase. The influencer. And Chase does everything. Chase is literally all things.
Chase is a little bitch for Heather.
And she comes across quite rude at first until she realizes that Sam is the person writing the article about her wedding, and then they're best friends.
Yeah.
And that they immediately have to take photos because the light in the room is so... Okay, the light in the room is so good. That is what they say. We have to take photos here because the lighting in this room is amazing. And then, instead of facing the windows to utilize this amazing light, she has her back to the window, so she's gonna be backlit in all her photos.
Yeah, like photography 101 out the door.
Wild! She's meant to be one of the best influencers ever, and she doesn't know the basics about lighting.
Sorry, how can you be the best influencer ever when you carry a selfie stick around? The selfie stick in 2020. This is a live, laugh, love selfie stick mess of a movie. I'm over it.
It was also the selfie stick with a horizontal video going live.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, just a rotation.
So this is something that these movies tend to do. I don't know how often I don't think we've really come across influence. I don't know.
Not this big of an influence. Like, no. Not this type. It's been a lot of vloggers.
Yeah. But the way that they always seem to be influencing live, like a live stream.
Yeah.
It's always live. It's always I don't get that.
And I don't, like...
Daily lives as well.
Also, I don't ever remember watching it. Like, I remember watching vloggers on YouTube, but it was all pre-recorded, edited stuff. I never... And I know that there is a function for that. I mean, people watch live streams all the time of people doing stuff on Twitch and on YouTube and not everything. But I just don't think that style of influencer would be doing that style of live stream.
No, or if it's live, you're at home getting ready and you're, like, looking... Just at the, like, comments, hey, like a hey, and then answering questions. Like, it's it's not strange. Accurate.
Did you think that writing a Wedding Bell magazine cover story was going to be
Is that
easy?
What did the boss say that to her on the phone or something?
Or
a friend or her friend?
Because the boss rings her while she's just discovered that Liam's getting married to this influencer. Also the fact that, like, yes, they're a very good looking couple, but obviously have very separate wants and desires from the very beginning of us meeting this couple. I guess for an audience, we know that they're not going to end up together in the end, so it's a lot easier for us to be like, well, they shouldn't be together, because look at them. He doesn't want all of these celebrities that he doesn't know at his wedding, and she doesn't care what he thinks. So.
But, like, I feel like they've been... I can't remember how long they were together for, like 6 months before they got engaged or something like that. I feel like it's not like all of a sudden her true personality comes out. She would have been like this the entire time, and all of a sudden it's a problem.
Yeah. Well, because he's just run into the love of his life.
Sam. Yeah, but... Yeah.
Literally run into her.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's just so many awkward interactions in this whole movie.
Sorry, I probably didn't... I don't know at what point my next note is, because... I don't know.
I also don't know what this means.
Flashback photo. Oh, yes, I know what that is. She's at home and she's handwriting her romance novel or writing edits. Yeah. She opens, like, because she's in her childhood bedroom or something. She opens the drawer and it's a photo of, what's his name? Liam and Sam when they were younger.
And it must have been
like, it was like, badly photoshopped, like just like faces on someone else's body kind of thing. Yeah.
I lolled and I couldn't remember why. So we then start to discover that Liam and Sam were together throughout high school and all of university, but then he was drafted to the professional baseball league, and she wanted to be a famous writer, and so they decided to separate and come back together a year later and meet on their anniversary at the vineyard, and that will tell them that they want to spend the rest of their lives together.
This is such a stupid moment.
So, according to Sam, Liam never showed up, and so she has just been perpetually angry at him since.
Couldn't be bothered calling or messaging. No, just stopped all communication.
All, like, decided that that was it. And like, her friend was like, "Well, did you ask him why?"
Yeah.
And she was like, "No, we never talked about what happened." And I was like, "Of course you didn't.
Of course you didn't.
You showed up. He didn't. You see that there's a picture of him with another girl in the newspaper because he's a professional baseball player, and you have just decided that that was his girlfriend, and you aren't going to ask any questions. You're just going to be mad." And like, Julie is the name of her friend. I was like, finally a character that like really calls people out.
Yeah.
And she does it through the entire movie she's like, what are you doing?
go and
ask him why he didn't show up. Yeah. At least then you have an answer. Yes, he's marrying someone else, but like, get over, like, you've got to get over this.
Yeah, for sure.
So I did appreciate that. What's your next night?
I didn't know. I don't know where we're at. I think so. She obviously has that conversation with the friend first, and then she has it with him later. Yes. Okay, so I think there's like, I think Heather goes away for like a wedding dress fitting, so that Sam can't really interview her. So it's up to like Liam.
Yeah.
And so they're doing like cake tastings and stuff like that. And then I think they have to do like a dance lesson or dance class.
The classic.
And he says, "I have 2 left feet," and the camera pans down to his feet. And I thought that was really weird because it's like, oh no.
He obviously doesn't have 2 left feet.
But it was kind of like, just to prove he actually doesn't have 2 left feet. It's figurative. I thought that was such a weird choice. And it really bothered me enough to write a note.
Yeah.
Wouldn't he just go to dance lessons? Most couples do. It's like, he kept saying, "I can't dance, I have 2 left feet." Isn't like that, the whole thing of getting married is you often go to dance lessons and learn a specific dance. So like, and if your wedding's like, I don't know, in 2 days time.
You probably would have done it already.
Yeah. Are you only just learning how to dance right now?
Yeah.
No.
My next note is so nitpicky.
Okay, well, here we are.
She's bike riding a skirt. And that's not comfortable. Right?
Yeah. No.
We watch a lot of movies where women are often in dresses and skirts riding a bike. But, like, it is not comfortable.
No.
You've worn pants previously.
Yeah.
Wear pants.
Yeah.
She says, "I want to put the past where it belongs." No. He says, "I want to put the past where it belongs and the present where it belongs." One of them says it. And I'm like,
who knows?
Okay.
But you're still not going to
talk about it? Like, put the past where it belongs after you've discussed it and been like, "Hey, we understand why we both made these decisions now."
Yeah.
But you can't just say, "I want to leave the past in the past and the present in the present." And then that's the end of the conversation? That was strange.
Is this the conversation where they talk about the date?
They kind of talk about it, but they don't actually talk about it. They were like, she was just like, "You didn't." She tries to be nice. She's like, "Okay, we'll let bygones be bygones." Maybe she says it. "I want to put the past where it belongs. I want to put the present where it belongs. Let's move past it. Let's go on." And he's like, "What?" "But I haven't done anything wrong." And she was just like, "No, because like, I forgive you. You're welcome." She literally says, "I forgive you. You're welcome. I forgive you. You're welcome." And he's like, "No." And so you start to kind of wonder. My initial thought was they had both gone to the vineyard, but maybe the spot that they met were different. Like, they're at opposite sides of the vineyard on the same day. But it turns out that they're just idiots. And I was just like, just talk about it directly. Just talk about it. Why doesn't anyone in these movies talk about things directly other than the best friend in this movie?
Yeah.
Selfie stick. The selfie stick is back. The influencer is like, I need the wedding to be perfect. I need to wow my followers. And that's a lot of the thing. Like, the flowers need to be this, like, tropical extravaganza, but she's getting married in a vineyard. Like, everything is very...
Nothing makes sense.
Nothing makes sense. Heather proposed to Liam, but she has a ring and he doesn't. I was like, interesting. We figure out that Liam's in love with Sam. Like, all of this stuff just kind of happens that you're like, yes, 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 tick, tick, tick. We get it. It's gonna happen. Yeah. But then we find out that Liam's brother, Alex, has a crush on Sam's best friend, Julie. And that is the most interesting storyline of this whole movie.
They had a nice storyline. Also, we're starting a bingo card this year. He's a widow.
Yeah, he is a widow.
It's always the male.
Yeah.
The male character, whether it's lead or side character. They're always the widow.
Yeah. Bingo card.
Yeah.
Done. We'll play it online. Yeah. Everyone can play with us. But they are really sweet. So they both like each other, but they're too nervous to tell each other. And it's kind of this, like, very innocent, naive romance between two very
because they would have known each other for a really long time.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, he is a widow, so Julie's like, I don't want to push him. Like, if he needs to, like, tell me he's ready kind of deal. That's a really sweet, sweet, dynamic. With Heather away, Sam and Liam are spending a lot of time together.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And then Sam goes to the family dinner where his parents are like, you're amazing, you're wonderful, can you write? Oh, can you write the brochure? Is that the other movie? Can you write our new brochure for the vineyard?
No, that's this one because she's a writer. Yeah.
And she's like, absolutely. And then from that point on, Sam and Liam are back to being in love with each other.
Yeah. And Heather's somewhere, I don't know.
And, like, they're in a tasting room where he's like, here's a full glass of wine for this wine you're just tasting.
Yeah. Oh, wait, hold on. No, it was the other movie. Never mind. No, there's gonna be a lot of that. Jeez.
Somebody's talking on the phone and they're like holding the phone up to their ear, but the phone is still on speaker. It's little things.
It's the little details that really ruins an experience.
Really ruins an experience that I'm like, it's not difficult. And I am going to keep pointing them out because that is my thing.
It's the best it's the best thing about watching these movies because half the time, like, if you're lucky, you get a good storyline and good acting. If not, then it's your opportunity to nitpick. It's like Christmas. Every time you watch one of these, you're like little nuggets of presents. And you're like, ooh, that was weird.
Yeah, we're just foraging for gold.
Yeah, that's exactly.
The
dance practicing. I clearly didn't write a lot of notes.
The left feet. I don't even... Again, I've written notes where I'm like, why did I write that down?
So they didn't clarify that anniversary.
They didn't clarify that anniversary.
So this is the thing. Like, she talks about it earlier that she thought their anniversary was on a certain day. He thought it was on another. She was like, it was the 6th. And he was like, no, it was the 9th or something like that. What?
It was something ridiculous. Like, she
first
thought,
kiss or something like that.
Or, like, she thought it was the day he asked her out and he thought it was the date they went out. It was, like, something
so
really dumb.
Stupid. Like, it's something, like, they should have just said, like, the anniversary of this, the 9th of September.
And also...
Like, or something.
They had been a couple for many years before that point. Did they not celebrate the anniversary before then?
Yeah. But also there's the anniversary of when, like, you would became official.
Yes.
So apparently that wasn't a factor in this at all.
No. That is so the point silly. Where I think I threw my laptop. I was like, are we joking?
It's like this was all for nothing.
Yeah.
Just your stupid minds and your stupid faces. Like, not... Ugh. That was an overreaction.
And, like, what? It's been maybe 10 years. We still had mobile phones in 2011. You could have called or texted and been like, hey, you didn't show up.
Or email.
Or just be like, hey, I understand that this was the agreement. You didn't turn up and that's fine. Thanks. Peace
bye.
Out.
But, or, like, bye. What happened? Just even to ask, what happened? Where were
that's
you?
It's okay. Just let me know if this is the end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No. I just...
I know. It's infuriating.
It's infuriating. I just don't understand. Like, I think that's the biggest thing that we complained about the most. Is the communication.
Yeah.
In these films. And obviously, if the communication was healthy and amazing and wonderful, we wouldn't have these movies. But
what would have... Sorry, keep going. No. I was going to say, what would have been interesting is if they did turn up on the same day, but it was like, no. Like, one of them said no.
Yeah.
Like, that would have been fine.
Yeah. And he can still be in love with her 10 years later when he sees her and it's like, actually, no, I made a mistake.
Or they could come back and, like, say that there was a conversation where they still want different things. They're not too sure. And they go, I think we should just leave it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But no. They turned up on different days.
Different days.
Because they thought their anniversary was on different days. And it's never been a conflict before this point.
Yeah.
Look. Heather says at the very end, I need heightened sophistication.
What does that mean?
Like, for my wedding. And it's a tropical extravaganza.
It's... If I'm thinking of a heightened tropical extravaganza, I'm thinking of, like, coconut bikinis. Like, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Also, you're in a vineyard in the middle of, like, the country. Like,
you should have been...
You're not at a beach.
You should have been putting, like, roses everywhere or, like, peonies or, like, something, like, so, like, lush and orchids and stuff like that.
Yeah.
There's so many other ways to up the sophistication and let it suit the venue.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, and then, like, obviously they are a bad match from the beginning. It seems like they've been told by their agents that they need to date each other.
Yeah. Okay. Barely Yonce. I wrote that. Was that the name of the band that was meant to play at the wedding? Is that what that was?
Couldn't tell you. Maybe she made some comment of, like, she wants this to be bigger than Beyonce.
Yeah, I don't know. All I know is there was a line called Barely Yonce, and I thought that was silly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wild. So wild.
I have... Okay. Are we getting to the end of this?
I mean, I have three things that I still liked about this film.
Hold on. So the end. So they have their engagement party, and then that's when they decide to break up. It was the most boring breakup. Oh, yeah. Underwhelming breakup ever. They were just like, okay, bye.
Yeah, we're done.
And, like, Heather is just an extremely self-absorbed person. But in a way, so is Samantha.
Yeah.
A little bit.
They kind of all are.
They all are, but yeah.
Yeah.
It was, like, the worst breakup, whatever. Then they end up together. Whoopee.
Heather ends up with her assistant, Chase, who...
Yes!
...is the complete opposite of Liam and also... questionable about whether he would end up with Heather or not.
Yes. Yeah. Like, it was like on the news because it was like, you know, Samantha's phone or something popped up on the phone or something about it.
They were together like immediately after.
Yeah.
Look. This has been chaos.
Yeah. But when you don't watch two movies and take like 2.5 months off recording, okay?
Welcome back. But I did find three things that I liked. Me too.
By the way, the end of the movie. Like, that's it.
The end, that's it.
Yeah,
sorry. It kind of just fizzles out.
Yeah.
They live happily ever after. Like, the end.
Yeah. Your three things.
The acting wasn't bad. The acting was pretty decent. I really liked Julie as a character and the honesty. Like, it was just non-stop bangers. I'm always happy with some realistic costuming. Yeah. Other than maybe the skirt on the bike deal. Yeah. But, like, everything else was pretty good.
Yeah. I have three things.
What?
I know. It's rare. 2024. New me. I don't know. I liked the main characters, like, acting. Mm-hmm. I thought they were pretty good. I think they had decent chemistry at times.
Yeah.
But I thought that their acting was good.
Yeah.
I loved the vineyard setting.
That was nice.
That was very nice to look at. Yeah. I would totally go and I'd totally get married there too. And then, the side characters, the best friend and the brother or whatever. That was a cute story. And usually, we haven't really gotten a cute side story in a while. So it was nice to have one of those again.
Yeah.
And I gave it a 6.5 out of 10.
I originally gave it 6, but after talking about it, I'm... And we'll bump it up by a half because That just makes more sense.
Cool.
Done. 6.5 out of 10. Do you think it's half?
Because the last movie we watched was Midnight at the Magnolia.
Is it half as bad?
I mean, yeah. Because
that was 7 out of 10.
I'm actually...
I maybe would change it to a 7, because I think it's pretty on par with
I was actually going to bump it.
Really? We're keeping it at 6.5 then.
Okay, just keep it at 6.5.
Just keep it at 6.5.
Yeah.
Because I feel like the same problems I had with Midnight at the Magnolia is the same problems I have with this movie.
Yeah.
In that they just don't communicate their wants, needs, or feelings with each other.
Yeah, totally. Absolutely.
Well, thanks for coming along this ride. And this episode will make much more sense after you listen to the next episode in 2 weeks' time.
And that episode, in case you want to watch it as well, this movie is A Vineyard Romance, obviously. Yeah. The next one is A Vineyard Christmas.
Yes.
Very different title.
Why we were so confused. Yeah. But you can watch A Vineyard Christmas on Stan. So if you would like to watch this movie before we review it to understand why we were getting so confused between the two, then you have 2 weeks to do it. And yeah, Stan's here. Stan's here.
I need to not read my notes for the next episode because, yeah. Anyway.
We're going to wrap it up. You can find us on...
do you know where?
Instagram and TikTok at Hallmarked Pod. And if that's wrong, sorry. And you can email us.
Yeah.
HallmarkedPod@gmail.com.
Stunning.
Let us know if you have a movie you would like to watch. We are watching A Vineyard Christmas because somebody reached out to be like, hey, watch this movie. And we're like, okay.
Yeah.
So, please.
Yes, we like recommendations.
We love a recommendation. Prime is doing a fun thing at the moment where they're taking a lot of Hallmark movies off.
There's a little cute thing.
We did struggle for a little while there to be like, hey, let's watch this movie. Oh, nope, it's been taken off in 11 hours. Yeah. So.
Then we were going to watch one and I was like, I can't get it. I can't watch it.
It's gone.
I can't.
So bear with us as we try to find the best Hallmark films. But we do have a couple of real one entertainment ones coming up just to keep us going. Because otherwise, who knows when we were going to come back.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyway.
All right.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.